This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. When on vacation or in an unfamiliar part of the state and looking to grab a bite, you might look up restaurant reviews on Yelp. That's a popular app for user-generated reviews of food or dentists or contractors, and now penitentiaries. Inmates in several prisons across the country are describing and rating their experiences in jail. It's not as if convicted felons have a choice of where they'd like to land, but inmates are taking advantage of one of few platforms that allow their free and transparent expression with the outside world. Word of Mouth producer Megan Tan wanted to find out more, so she spoke with Beth Schwartzipfel. She's a staff writer for the Marshall Project, who's been writing about prisoners writing on Yelp.
A lot of the reviews you'll see online are just sort of jokey and snarky.
Some of them were like this. Listen, I learned a lot at summer camp as a child, but if you really want to learn skills you can use, you need to go to jail. I'll explain. Summer camp, you learn how to tie a knot. Jail, you learn how to, using a razor, toothbrush, and a lighter, you can make a weapon and either defend yourself or shank a snitch. Winner. Jail.
But sort of mixed in among those, you'll find these really raw reviews by people who are coming home from prison or jail and who just sort of let loose this stream of information about what they experienced.
Or you read some like this. I got to sleep in a paper gown on a concrete slab with no cushions or sheets or anything I could use to either kill myself or get comfortable. It smells like death in there, and it's cold.
And the striking thing about things like this are that, you know, they're not helpful in the same way that a user review is usually helpful. Most of us, if we're going to check a site like that, it's because we're thinking of going to a particular restaurant and we want to know what people thought of it, or we're thinking of going to a particular town and we want to know, like, where to eat or where to stay. People don't typically plan to go to jail, so it's not like someone's going to log on to Yelp and say, oh, good, I'm glad I got that tip about how to get the best food at that prison. I'll make sure to check Yelp next time before I go to prison.
Which is true. When I was looking at different jail reviews on Yelp, it's jarring to read a review like, in my cell itself, I was pleased to find feces on my floor, peeling walls, windows that only let in humidity, and a curious amount of generic graffiti on my ceiling, which appeared to have been written with shoe polish. And then to see a button next to it that says, funny, helpful, and then to also see how many people clicked them. Beth herself says that maybe Yelp isn't the best form of this kind of expression, but it's an accessible platform for bridging a gap.
And I think the main thing that it will do is further advance the sense that, you know, it's not really us and them. Despite how many people are in prison, it's really concentrated in, you know, urban areas, particular communities. And so other communities can kind of convince themselves, oh, we don't know anybody in jail or prison. As long as you sort of do the right thing, you'll never have to come into contact with that system. And I think more and more sites like Yelp are revealing that to be a lie. You know, the more we see just how many people are tangled up in the system, I think the more we become aware of how big and overwhelming it is.
And there are people who are indirectly connected to the criminal justice system that use it. Beth says that some family members use Yelp and Google reviews as a way to reach out to other families, to tell them what to expect when they go to visit, what rules there are, and how much time it takes to get processed. Because visiting someone in prison is harder than most people think. For each prison, the visiting rules are different, and if families don't come equipped to get through the process, they could be rejected at the door.
Yeah, I've heard so many terrible stories of families being turned away, you know, driving hours to see a loved one and then not having the proper ID, or maybe their driver's license expired, you know, or maybe they're wearing the wrong shoes and they can't see their loved one. So in that case, I think it really is people aiming to be helpful.
In addition to being helpful to family members who are visiting their loved ones in jail, writing a Yelp review has also helped previous inmates emotionally.
I guess I underestimated the extent to which these kinds of things are therapeutic for people. You know, that a lot of people told me that it made them feel better to just put it out there. Even if nobody ever reads it, I think that for a lot of people, it helps them to just write down what they've been through. One woman just told me that directly. I wrote a review of jail on Yelp because I couldn't afford a therapist.
With online reviews of Yelp being easily accessible to the public, they have a potential to serve as transparent testimonies to the criminal justice system in the same way that The Jungle by Upton Sinclair served the meat industry, and therefore they could instigate some capacity of reform. But there's no way to verify that these reviews are true, or even being written by people who went to prison. And even if there was proof that these people writing these reviews were in fact abused in the prison system, Beth says it probably wouldn't do any good.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, this isn't the first or even the thousandth place or time that people have pointed out, you know, countless things that are really terrible about our criminal justice system. You know, this kind of abuses and inhumane treatment is now routinely on the front page of the New York Times and in, you know, major magazines and the Washington Post. And, you know, it would be nice to see some change result from that. But I don't know. Nobody seems to be in a rush to make any real reform.
It's hard to know what exactly needs to happen to instigate reform in the criminal justice system. And it's hard to know if the people who are leaving reviews are being genuine. But I think reading enough of them, you get a feeling that there are raw bits of people's diaries online that reveal some truth about a system that often feels far away. So in a way, Yelp is fulfilling the platform that it was meant to be, a safe place for people to share their experiences online and make a service place more transparent.
Word of Mouth producer Megan Tan there speaking with Beth Schwartzipfel from the Marshall Project. That's a nonprofit organization covering America's justice system.